Boston Medical Center is getting ready to open just the third center for transgender medicine in the country. Patients who say they felt shunned by the medical establishment in the past are welcoming the center. In this report this morning, WBUR's Martha Biebinger looks at how transgender medicine is becoming more mainstream. And we note for you that this story includes a frank description of one medical procedure.
The idea for a comprehensive center started to take shape 3 or 4 years ago, well before stories about transgender celebrities and laws became practically daily news. Boston Medical Center CEO Kate Walsh was in a meeting when something about gender identity came up. She turned to Dr. Josh Safer, who was seeing a lot of the hospital's transgender patients.
I said, "So you really believe patients are born in the wrong bodies?" And you said, "Yes." And that's kind of how we started on this journey to help people live the lives they were meant to live.
Safer, who has joined Walsh to explain the new center, nods. In the past few years, Safer has built a program for transgender patients that includes primary care, hormone treatment, mental health support, and chest and facial reconstruction. Later this summer, as part of the comprehensive center, Safer says the hospital will begin genital surgery for transgender women, or men transitioning to women.
This is very exciting for me to see us stepping up to do this. If we look all across North America, there are really only a handful of surgeons doing this sort of thing.
There are only two other hospital-based transgender medical centers in the U.S., in Maryland and Michigan. There are a few individual surgeons in North America who perform that thing Safer mentioned, surgery that turns male genitalia female. Dr. Jaromir Slama, a plastic surgeon, describes the typical 5-hour procedure.
It involves orchiectomy, removing the testicles, and we use the skin tube of the penis and some of the skin of the perineum to pretty much turn it outside in, and that becomes the new vagina.
Glands from the penis and tissue from the scrotum are used to create fully functioning female genitalia for transgender women.
Functional vagina means aesthetically functional and sexual function as well. So they should be able to experience orgasm.
Slama says Boston Medical Center will not offer female-to-male genital surgery right now because there are too many complications with the current techniques. Dr. Safer says BMC's center reflects a shift within mainstream medicine about how to treat transgender patients.
Up until a decade or so ago, the view among many providers was that this was probably a mental disorder, and the fear was that doing hormone therapy or doing surgery might be abetting a mental disorder, and the correct intervention would be to counsel people.
But Safer says medical providers have found that counseling people against transitioning to the gender they feel is authentic doesn't work.
What's really changed over the past few years is the recognition of the biology of gender identity, which makes it so logical that an option for people in 2016 is to change the external appearance to meet that gender identity.
That may be becoming the mainstream medical view, but the debate is not settled. Andrew Beckwith, president of the Massachusetts Family Institute, points out that the American Psychiatric Association has a mental health diagnosis for, quote, people whose gender at birth is contrary to the one they identify with.
We believe that the proper treatment would be in the realm of mental health therapies and treatments, not, again, amputating otherwise healthy organs. I mean, in what other scenario would you amputate a healthy organ in order to conform to a troubled mind?
I am already on their waiting list. I've been on that for several months.
Nikki Vanderhoff, who began her transition 5 years ago, is one of 100 patients who've already signed up for the male-to-female so-called bottom surgery. Boston Medical Center will begin operations in late summer with 1 to 2 a month, increasing to 1 a week. For Vanderhoff, who says she doesn't leave the house much to avoid harassment and threats, the surgery can't happen fast enough.
If my body, when I look in the mirror, is what I'm feeling on the inside, then I don't have to worry about those issues as much. I can just be just a person.
Vanderhoff's insurance, a combination of Medicare and Medicaid, will cover the surgery, as would most commercial plans in Massachusetts. Eligible patients must be at least 18 years old, have been on cross-sex hormone therapy for a year, and be approved by a panel of physicians. Boston Medical Center's team will include residents, training the next generation of physicians, nurses, and assistants to expand transgender medical programs far beyond Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.